Welcome to another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about something that happened recently in your area, and that's the Senate Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committee coming up to discuss what happened with Hurricane Debby and the response to that. How did that go? What did we learn?
Well, the Senate Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committee, led by Senator Doug Mastriano, he's the chair of the committee, hosted by Senator Chris Dush, met this week in Potter County for a public hearing to assess the response and ongoing needs related to last year's flooding from Hurricane Debby. And folks will remember that the flooding was devastating to parts of Potter County and Tioga County and a couple other neighboring counties. I can recall standing in Harrison Valley looking at houses washed off their foundation and bridges washed out. And at this particular hearing, looking at the situation 1 year later, we heard testimony from county and local officials with stories of the flood's impact in their communities and how emergency responders, business leaders, neighbors all came together to help those in need. But the focus of this hearing was also to look at the response from state agencies and also from federal officials. And we heard plenty about ongoing frustrations and outstanding needs that have yet to be addressed by state agencies, such as the bridge issues in local townships and the stream issues and the fact that FEMA money is slow to come and very bureaucratic. Paperwork has to be filed multiple times. So first and foremost, I want to commend our local officials for the outstanding work that they have done under very difficult conditions. Our local government and county government officials have done an excellent job. But looking at the response from state agencies, I feel very strongly that some of the state agencies needed to do more. They needed to do more in the area of communication with our local officials, and certainly believe that assistance should have come much quicker than it did. And I think we have a lot to learn from the response, and certainly we need answers from these state agencies.
The next thing we'd like to discuss, Representative, is that it's Senior Expo season, and I understand you have another one coming up next week. When and where, and how can folks get a little more information?
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting our next Senior Citizen Expo. It's going to be held on Friday, September 12th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. In Kane at the Kane Community Center, and that's located at 46 North Fraley Street. We'll have state, county, and local exhibitors on hand to distribute information and answer questions about a variety of issues. We're going to have health screenings and door prizes drawn that day. We'll also be serving lunch. And it's important to point out that this event is free. There's no charge. It's open to senior citizens, their family members, their caregivers, and really anyone who's interested in finding out more about senior programs and services available for senior citizens. And please note that on Friday, September 12th, my offices in Bradford and Kane will both be closed that day while we're working the Senior Expo. But if you need immediate assistance, you can still contact my office in Countersport at 814-274-9769 or the Harrisburg office at 717-787-5075. If you're not able to make the Senior Expo in Kane, we'll have one final event of the year, and that's going to be held on Friday, October 10th at the Rowlett Fire Hall in Potter County. So I look forward to seeing everyone at the Senior Expo.
And finally, Representative, I understand that you got to present an award to a local family for something that is very rare. Talk to us about A Century Farm.
I had the opportunity to present an official certificate from the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture to the Cosper Farm. It's an 18-acre farm that was purchased in 1925 by Robert Cosper's grandfather and has remained in the family ever since. So I want to congratulate the Cospers on this wonderful achievement.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.